The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Go to the serious political matter of in the midst of the worst turmoil for the Tories and for Theresa May, up popped Micheál Martin and the Dáil to announce that because of all this angst and uncertainty, Fianna Fáil had decided to renew the confidence and supply agreement right up until the spring of 2020. So no general election, along with the local and European elections on the 24th of May, which was predicted, along with myself some months ago, but by my next guest. It's a pleasure to welcome a man, of course, with origins in Fianna Fáil, a barrister, former advisor, columnist, amongst others with the Irish Times, Noel Whelan. Welcome to the programme.
Good evening,
Ivan. What's the assessment of the grassroots about this?
Well, they're not happy. They've never been completely comfortable with the confidence in supply, but they're not going to revolt or uprise against it. It's an extension of the confidence in supply itself. I mean, like you and I have all written, and Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin both knew that there's no current imminent public appetite for a general election in this country. If in the middle of a crisis, which the politicians themselves keep telling the electorate is the most difficult and challenging crisis for Ireland in perhaps 40 years. If the politicians were to turn up at the doorsteps at the height of the Brexit crisis, take 3 or 4 weeks of them, 12 weeks between now and the end of March or April, in the sense to divert ourselves off an election, they would have got no thanks for it. So we all knew there couldn't be a general election any time before April. My point was that if you got as far as April, you were caught in that the local and European elections are fixed by European and Irish law, they have to be at the end of May. Micheál Martin has leveraged that further. He always, I think, wanted to add another year to this confidence and supply agreement. And there are a number of reasons for that. The reason he's in the confidence and supply agreement is because he wanted to restore Fianna Fáil's reputation for being responsible after the damage it took during the crisis of the last recession. He can leverage that even further by playing this responsible card during the height of the Brexit crisis, and as he has sought to do all this, we contrast it with the chaos that is happening in Westminster. He also, of course, looks at the opinion polls, and he looks, I suspect, in particular, at the two big, large exit polls done on the referendums most recently, the Repeal of the Eight. 3,500, 4,000 people asked after they've been to the polling station how they would vote in a general election if that was to happen about now, and all of those came back. Those came back saying. Fine Gael would get 8, 9, perhaps 10% more percentage points than Fianna Fáil. That's what the opinion polls generally have been saying. It's narrowed a little bit in some of those polls, the gap between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Micheál Martin, I think, suspects and knows that if there was a general election tomorrow, Leo Varadkar still likely to be ahead of him in terms of seats in the Dáil after it, and they'd be back stuck in something like the kind of arrangement that they're already in. Why not give it another year, get some of that credit for being responsible, and see if Leo messes up in the next 12 months?
Okay, number of points there. First of all, totally, I think myself, I was told by Fine Gaelers that if he got the right Brexit result, Leo would have bolted to the country himself because of the extent of the Brexit mess. Nobody can go to the country until that's resolved. But there is the chance that some fudge would happen between now and April, and that you could be into a transition period, which is the status quo. For Fianna Fáil to close off their options of late May, when in Ballycullen, with maybe the likes of your brother, or in Castle Island, or in Bundoran, Fianna Fáil are getting out, their friends, family, relatives for local election votes, getting out maybe more voters than independents and other smaller parties can't reach on, it mightn't have been a bad time. It would be playing to the strengths of the bigger parties. Yeah, surely to close off that option when we don't know, I get your point totally up to April, but after that I'm not convinced.
Well, there are a couple of things. If we had had an omni-election, local, Europeans and general, on the same day at the back end of May, then I suppose there's only circumstances in which there would be a general election that early was if Brexit had gone relatively well from an Irish perspective, whatever the outcome. And as we learned last December, the party benefiting from that Islia Varadkar and Fine Gael from the Al Martin were still stuck in that trap that he'd be, as it were, run a risk of ending up with seat, with a lower number of seats.
A Brexit bounce for Leo. Okay.
Well, there are two things that have happened dramatically since Fianna Fáil went into the confidence of the fly. The first thing is the Leo bounce itself, even before the Brexit negotiations became the very fact that Fine Gael, you know, the largest, perhaps most conservative in the economic and rural sense party in the country, managed this dramatic generational shift to a liberal-looking leader. And it, of itself, in a sense, is perhaps the most significant thing that happened during the lifetime of this thought in electoral competition terms. You put with that the fact that they got an electoral bounce last December, which Fianna Fáil hasn't managed to erode. Now, let's be clear. Fianna Fáil's backrooms believe, and Micheál Martin himself has said, that when the general election comes, Fianna Fáil will do better than everybody expects or predicts. They like to say that that's what happened with guys like you and I in the last general election. We underestimated the fact, the impact of Micheál Martin in the campaign and the fact that Fianna Fáil would do well. But the third difference is, I think, Micheál Martin was facing Enda Kenny. Fianna Fáil were facing a Fine Gael that was overstating the recovery in the last election. Leo Varadkar just has as much potential, in my view, to soar as to recede when that general election comes. But coming to your point, and I think that Micheál Martin has just decided that if you don't do it, that May election is just too much and is likely to benefit Fine Gael more than Fianna Fáil. I suspect strategists too want to see the results of the local and European elections. I mean, I know they're not necessarily comparable elections, but in terms of who would be the good candidates...
Well, I was told that the one plus was that particularly in Dublin, if Fianna Fáil got some shiny new councillors, they could add them to their slate possibilities.
There are many constituencies, and there are many constituencies, and Fianna Fáil will tell you this, where there is no obvious second contender with the incumbent outside of Dublin. And as you know, there are many constituencies in Dublin where there's no... with the exception of two of them, Dublin North West, for example, where there's an obvious contender for that seat. You take, for example, Rathdown, where they thought they had an obvious contender for the seat in the form of Justin McAleese, who is now withdrawn. They're going to run Olivia Buckley in the Dundrum electoral area and see how she gets on in the locals. Then her case to be the candidate is unanswerable if she does well, and particularly if she does better than Shea Brennan in that local electorate. That's just an illustration that at least you can look at the candidate situation better. Down the country, it's very hard for a front bencher who's been sitting comfortably on his quota from 2011 and again in the last general election, who some of them didn't even have running mates the last time. If there's a strong councillor, particularly if it's a fresh face that brings new vote to the party, then they can point and say, well, let's run that person.
But let me put...
You can see why they might...
Let me put the counter theory to you.
Of the local European election results.
Okay, if you have two products side by side, let them be a washing up detergent or whatever, and they're broadly the same, like Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. It's not like one is selling soap and one is selling detergent. For one to be propping up the other, so say housing or health, after you spend a couple more billion, it improves. Do you think Fine Gael is going to say, well, in fairness, Fianna Fáil are deserving of the credit here? They're going to seize every bit of credit. So my point is this notion, A, something will turn up that'll change the fortunes of Fianna Fáil. Some banana skin is going to happen that'll do down Leo. I think that's wishful thinking, I would submit. But secondly, how can the brand identity of Fianna Fáil grow in these circumstances?
You're absolutely right. That's the risk and the gamble that Micheál Martin has taken. I'm not sure it's going to work for him. My own view is that if you're going to get that close to Fine Gael in terms of confidence and supply, and I argue this 2.5 years ago, then you might as well be in a coalition government. And now, particularly since Brexit has come along, in a kind of a national coalition government in the national interest. It is interesting, though, to look, Ivan, that none of the other parties have taken off since this confidence and supply thing happened. I mean, there have been no massive Sinn Féin surge, notwithstanding the fact that they too have made a generational shift in terms of a new leader in the form of Mary Lou MacDonald. And what the polls do show, and what I think will happen in the next election, is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will get extra seats.
The centre ground will grow.
That has been the precedent that every election after you've had a rush, a breakup of, as it were, of organisation of the party system by the emergence of a lot of new independents and smaller parties into subsequent elections, people retrench back to the bigger parties. Now, you could argue we're in unprecedented times, but the polling pattern for the last year and a half in particular is that both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are likely to have more seats when the general election comes. Again, that's a theory. That's a theory that I suspect strategists and senior politicians would be happier testing in the local elections. Whatever the Europeans, there are a bit of personality contest in European elections, but in the local elections in particular, before making final decisions about when the general election will come. My view all along is that Micheál Martin, once the polls were in the shape they were in, was going to look to put another year on top of this. And then the question was whether he was going to be able to negotiate it. But what's extraordinary is that in some ways he has decided to extend beyond May into next spring without getting any written concessions in terms of policy or commitments. There is no new confidence and supply agreement. They're working off the old confidence supply agreement of 2.5 years ago, which was a very short document. It was mainly a document about process. It had some policy issues in it. It had a big appendix about taking away the water charges, as it were, or safely detonating that political explosion in a way that didn't blow up on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. But like, Fianna Fáil is a cheap date, as it were, in the confidence and supply agreement, because they haven't actually got any codified conditions going forward. Now, saving that, they would say, hold on, we got bigger breakdown on spending rather than expenditure in the budget, and that will have to be followed through in the next budget. They're working on a number of individual bills they want Fine Gael to give priority to, but they're not getting anything, in my view, of the kind of policy impact they would have got had they taken the even bigger step of going into a coalition or a national coalition 2.5 years ago.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Noel Whelan, one of the best political analysts in the country. I'm looking forward to, with local elections and general election, whenever it is, to reading The Tallyman again, of course, which is saves an awful lot of us doing an awful lot of homework in terms of candidates and percentages and so on. Thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. We will speak again.